You're scared to physically pitch yourself. You are scared to personally invite and extend an invitation to a potential client or a lead to your service or offer. You think you're going to get rejected. Even worse, you think you're going to get ghosted. More often than not, I see people get completely paralyzed on what to even say. They freeze. They don't know how to even approach this conversation. They don't know the tone. They don't know if they should go straight formal or infuse the relationship. Completely paralyzed.
I'm Natasha Zorich, two-time founder and self-made millionaire. This podcast is home to female founders, creatives, and change makers. If you're aspiring to think bigger and earn bigger, then you're in the right place. Get ready to tune into some honest takes on this crazy journey we call entrepreneurship.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. So we're just going to get into it today. We're just going to dive headfirst. So today's episode is all about the power of the personal invite. And this has to be one of the top ways you can drive high ticket sales into your business. And hands down, the easiest way to get those yeses from your absolute ride or die leads or clients. And we're going to start off by asking you two questions. Number one, are you scared or borderline terrified of reaching out and personally pitching your leads or current slash past clients into one of your new offers or services? Let me guess. Yes. It's a moment of feeling, how do I even approach this pitch? How do I personally invite? Am I going to get rejected? It's way more intimate than just putting a few series of stories on your Instagram story because it's to the public. So it's, yes, that's still scary, but it's not as scary as directly reaching out in the DMs privately or sending an email or a Voxer message, you name it. That's more scary. So number one, are you scared of reaching out and personally pitching? Number two, are you leveraging buyer psychology in your sales and marketing plan to strategically minimize that fear? If you replied no to one of those two, I have something really exciting for you. So stay tuned to the end of the episode because you're going to want to snag this and it's completely free with a sneaky perk inside too if you do access this. So stay tuned. Here's the thing. I've noticed some major trends and blocks with my clients over the years, and I've had tons of recent conversations in the DMs about this with audience members. Maybe it was you even if you're listening to this. I've had quite a few, especially in the past few months. So here I am bringing these valuable lessons right to you so that you can shift out of this. And of course, I'm bringing the value with the free offer at the end. So again, stay tuned. But what I'm going to be breaking down is one, the trend, two, why you should lean into this strategy that I'm going to be teaching you and lean into it times 10, break through the fear. Number three, how to overcome this block, but leveraging buyer psychology, which is so important because you know the vibes, no fluff. So I'm going to hit home to that. Number four, I'm going to be going into buyer psychology focused prompts for you. Now let's jump into number one. What is the trend? What is the block that I keep seeing come up? Like I mentioned in the beginning, you're scared to physically pitch yourself. You are scared to personally invite and extend an invitation to a potential client or a lead to your service or offer. You think you're going to get rejected. Even worse, you think you're going to get ghosted. More often than not, I see people get completely paralyzed on what to even say. They freeze. They don't know how to even approach this conversation. They don't know the tone. They don't know if they should go straight formal or infuse the relationship. Completely paralyzed. Or your anxious mind starts thinking that they might even send a literal hate message back. So you're like, no, thank you. I can't do this. Because the spiral wins. And then another big one too is if you get an objection by see a girly pop, absolutely not. You just go the other way. You don't have the capacity nor the skill set to effectively and properly handle that objection. So while you're freaking out, right? While you're freaking out, bringing kind of all that bad juju to your sales, you're also completely losing out on the best and easiest strategies of your life. You're missing out on the most flowy and vibey sales, if you want to say, and yeses, which will be your dreamiest clients. you are not tapping into the best buyer type. And this is just a fact. If you are not leveraging this strategy, you are missing out on expressive buyers. And you are absolutely missing out on some of the best client relationships, because I always say this, the power of sales psychology is no joke. It is non-negotiable to learn if you are a business owner or you are a salesperson. And 90% of our communication is when we are selling to our consumers, to our clients. So why not make that the best, most strategic and nourishing communication that you can possibly do, right? That is so powerful. Now, even furthermore, to get even deeper, to tap into the expressive buyer, the best energy, the most loyal energy. If you are not doing this, or you are letting fear win and not personally inviting, you're missing out. So let's get into it. But let's do a quick recap on what this buyer type is. So I've been saying expressive buyer, and I'm going to keep saying it throughout this episode. They are, in my humble opinion, if you know me, if you've been in my space or mentored by me, you know I have said this before, but they are, in my humble opinion, the absolute best buyer type, because they deeply value the client to service pro relationship. It's going to be the 2x, 3x plus buyer, their partner, their neighbor, their bestie, all know about you. They're such an incredible connector and energy in your community through and through. It's like having that raving, loyal, ride or die type of community member. Now add the fact that they're also a client. And it's what every single business dreams about. It's how you can make your business long lasting. It's how you can make your business profitable. It's how you can make your business visible through the power of word and reputation and rapport. It's how you build a legacy. The people that carry and come with you beyond your mission, behind your mission, is the expressive buyer. So if you look, and if your business model is really well supported by client retention, you're going to want to tap into this. And here's the thing. During the selling process, you actually have a very, very unique and powerful energy you can tap into. One that will never fail you when things even feel stagnant, or you're in a launch slump or a slow season. Expressive buyers are hands down the most loyal and invested, not only clients, but people, and typically always waiting to jump in and join you on your next journey, next offer. And more often than not, they are simply just waiting for you to extend that olive branch so that they can take that leap with you. They're waiting to get that moment of approval or validation or invitation from you, because they're like, oh, am I the star client? They deeply value that. But the expressive buyer, the main backbone in their archetype is the client to the service pro relationship. They want to be the star client. They want to be the first one in that new offer. They more likely than not also want to have a deeper connection with you than just purchasing from you. They're probably going to be your lifelong friend in a lot of ways, not always, but it's going to be a really healthy and loving business relationship. And if it blossoms into something else, not surprised, because that's how deep you can get with these buyers. They're the ones engaging on your stories, on your posts, listening, binging all your podcasts the moment they drop. They are speaking to all the potential clients they see that might be on the fence on investing within you, and they're preaching and praising you to the high heaven, saying, this is your girl, you got to do it, X, Y, and Z. They're taking time and devoting themselves to repping you, your legacy, and your brand and offers that you are selling. It's really powerful. And that whole olive branch that I was saying, they are already in. They're already giving you that big yes. They are just waiting for you to extend that personal invite. And I guarantee you, there's so, you know, saying don't leave money on the table. There's so many times you've left money on the table. And I actually do have a real life example, a very recent one. Right now it's June. This just occurred in May with a client, and it was so powerful to watch. So I will break that down. But they're just waiting, wondering if you want them in that room. And if you don't reach out, sometimes they'll sit back and not act on their desire because they say, oh my gosh, like I respect, love her so much. I don't know if I belong in that room. Like she's my girl. She'll reach out if she knows. And they assume you will. And when you don't, because you're assuming that they don't want in, it's this moment of the silence absolutely does kill the conversion and hinders the relationship. So if you aren't loving on your people, quote unquote selling to your people the way they want to be sold to, and you don't participate in this buyer psychology, which is strategic communication, you are missing out. And if you don't reach out, sometimes, like I said, they'll sit back and not act on that desire. And the thing is with expressive buyers is they really, truly, deeply care about you and your business and your mission. Like I've been mentioning, they stand behind it. They stand behind you as a human being. They really value your words of endearment. And if they already have been in your world, invested before, and they are out there wondering if they even made the cut for this next big thing, next big offer, and they're sitting there wondering, does she even want me there to join this next offer, container, service, whatever it is, I will tell you, they're just waiting. And so that story that I mentioned, I recently personally invited, I leaned into the strategic communication, I leaned into the expressive buyer energy, and I personally invited I hand selected a few of my no figures to six figures members that I ran in Q2 this year. And I invited around five women in, and four out of the five jumped in. That's a great conversion, 90% client retention there, right? That's phenomenal, something we all wish and dream of. And that's how I got six sales in 24 hours for the mini mine, which was an 8,000, and then VIP 12,000. And two of the girls that I invited actually jumped into VIP, which is phenomenal. But here's the thing, what was the result and the impact? For one specific buyer, I brought her to literal tears. So she's a 2x buyer now. I brought her to tears and she invested in VIP, $12,000, cried literal tears of joy for a high five-figure offer. People are out here stressing, what if they ghost me? What if they stiff arm me? What if they send that hate message? Which you're also going to get ghosted. You're also going to get rejected. That's okay. But no one has 100% sales success rate or close rate, but you are missing out because as many knows, you're still going to get so many yeses. So it's times 10 worth it and you're building great rapport. So anyway, she cried literal tears of joy because she said she was so taken aback and thankful that I did reach out. She said she was sitting on it. She was thinking about it. She wasn't sure, trying to crunch numbers. She's like, this is exactly what she needed, that olive branch, right? To extend that invitation. And it moved her so much that I thought of her because she cares about that client retention. She got emotional and said, I just want to say thank you. I've been watching, wanting to do it. I wasn't sure this is a sign. Like, and the fact that you hand selected me, like it just, she's like, it's bringing me to tears. I started crying too. I'm like, I can't even believe this. You know, I know and I preach about buyer psychology. I've seen time and time again, but to bring someone to literal tears while quote unquote people say this icky pitching or sales, it feels so off-putting. You're asking someone for money. It doesn't have to be that. It can be so much more than that. It can be impactful. It can be moving. It can be special, exclusive. It can be heartwarming. It can be relationship building. So many things. So I brought my client to tears and she's a 2x buyer now. She's actually in the mini mine right now. And she cried those tears of joy because, like I said, she was taken aback that I reached out with a personal message that was tailored to her unique self and business. And I do have a Instagram post coming out soon. Not sure if it's going to be up by the time this goes out. But if you want to go look at the power of the personal invite on my Instagram at natasha.zorich, on slide 2, you're going to hear the voice message if you want that social proof. Because you know me, I'm the queen of social proof. But all of this to say, stop thinking reaching out will be so sleazy. Stop thinking sales is attached to ickiness at all times. Stop thinking personal messages are chained to rejection. And instead, start leading with love. Start fusing in psychology. Start tailoring your message to the exact buyer type. Start leveraging honest, integrity-filled communication. It is so important that you shift out of this mindset that sales is this moment of feeling vulnerable. Sales is this moment of being icky and getting people just to pay you money. It is a transfer of not only energy, it's a transfer of services, your time, love, your expertise, your credibility, your education, your services, your designs, whatever it is, your creative self and being and gifts. It is not this malicious or avoid it at all costs type of action in our space. I feel the best when I'm selling because of the passion and integrity and respect I have behind what I am serving and the legacy I'm here to do. So I want you to work on that simple shift. And I also want to make a huge note that just by me saying the personal invite, I do not mean cold pitching. I don't mean go and mass message people. I don't mean go pitch your cold leads or pitch every single person that's in your current program into the next, or go look and send a mass message to your whole email list or waitlist. That's not the vibe here. And this will not be properly executed if you do that. What's important is that you do hand select a few people and you personally invite them and tailor the message, because it's a part of the exclusivity that comes with being an expressive buyer. Think of like this: exclusive, expressive, pretty simple to remember that. And it adds good rapport, it adds strategic communication, and it adds a special touch. It shows that you see the client and value them for where they're at and who they are and what place they have in your space. And that can go so far. But it is all done strategically in the tone, the actual message, the call to actions, the way you navigate the conversation, which again, stay tuned for the end because I have something special to help you with this. But let's go in and, you know, because I got you times 10, I want to go over a few tips to help you shift into the personal invite, whether you're in your pre-launch phase. Hot tip, it's really good to leverage in the pre-launch phase, in the building phase. But I want to go over about 5 tips so you can hit the ground running with this and start tapping into the expressive buyer energy, which, by the way, this is just one strategy of many that I mentor on, but this one is a really special one. So yeah, I want to really hit home to some tips for you. So number one, stop going all formal. The moment you get into a sales conversation, treat it as a natural, passion-filled conversation, not just a sales chat, and watch your tone and energy shift fast. I posted it on my story the other day for my mini mind. And one of the girls said, so week one in the Sales Expert mini mind is people first sales. And it's completely removing, unlearning what you've learned, getting rid and removing that ick or that feeling of it's so to pitch ourselves, to sell every day. You're telling me to sell every day? That's crazy. No, thank you. I very much try to avoid it. Self-sabotage comes in. She's live, present, well, okay? She's dominating. And she said this. So this was going from formal and seeing sales as sales and not strategic, natural communication. This is what she said. This was her message in the group Voxer. Already feeling a mental shift the way I approach my DMs. I usually hesitate when people DM me asking for help, which is probably weird to say as a business owner, LOL, but I never know what to say, what they're looking for, and if we're a good fit, etc. Even just the perspective of communicating like a human being, making sure you ask intentional questions and to see and figure out if they truly are a good fit instead of assuming and feeling like I have to just immediately get them on a call right away to convert them, or I send them all over my rates and I do not create any space and I actually add pressure. The confidence of just acting more human has been so simple yet completely life-changing, and I have already made so many more conversions actually way quicker as well. Thank you so much. That was week one. And I do also have to say, I did only plan early on to run the Sales Expert Mini Mind once a year. And I'm currently in the round. We're in June. It's going to end mid-July. But it is the fan fave. I had so many people on the fence. So I'm going to be pushing the waitlist. And I'm going to be hosting a round in Q4. I'm so excited. In October. I can't wait. It is crazy ROI, such good vibes. So I'm going to drop the waitlist in the show notes now. It's really early days, but I really want to get the ball rolling. I'd love to fill up spots. It is limited spots. I'm going to probably take about 15 to maybe 20 people. So if you want to get on the waitlist, get first dibs, you totally can. But that was week one. And that was tip number one of really shifting from being so formal and going right into the cookie cutter, like almost how a lot of people navigate and tackle emails. You kind of go straight for the, let me sell, let me just be boring, let me seem like a robot. Like this could be AI because it has no personality. It's vanilla, it's boring. So instead, you disarm with humor, you disarm with love, and you treat it completely different, the conversation, and watch. The energy is going to be way more fun and way more blissful for everyone involved. Number two, I want you to find 3 to 5 past clients that you loved working with, you built a good relationship with. Maybe they've bought more than once. Boom, you have an expressive buyer. Maybe they continuously say how they love you. They are always going to rep you. That's your expressive buyer, okay? I want you to pitch them. You have something coming up. Get their opinion. Say, by the way, here's an incentive to join early. Use the tonality of, I want you to be the first one on the wall. Make them feel special because they are. You're personally picking them out. You want them in that room. I want you to just do it. Pitch, okay? Number two. And again, stay to the end because I have something for you to help you with number two. Number three, for the love of God, if you know me, we don't do this here. Don't mass message. Do not. This is completely opposite to the personal invite, the power of the pitch here. So it's not a mass message. Add in custom fields and really follow up. Say you send an email, put a prompt at the end that you're going to follow up with a voice message, like a loving one, whether it's on Voxer or Instagram or Slack, wherever you are communicating, but adding custom fields in the message, like really hit home to your time together. If they are a past client, and relate to them and how you saw them before and the issues they had and how this new offer will solve X, Y, and Z, because you get them, you see them, you've worked with them. If they're not a past client and they're new, but you've built a relationship, or you can go have a little gander and see where you could help them and where they uniquely fit this new offer and how they're going to have a really positive outcome and it will relate to them and help them tremendously, add that in. Don't make it a mass message. And it's always so good to have that double layer of, say, a written message, whether email or a direct, and then a quick little voice message so they feel the transfer of energy. They feel your excitement, your love, right? Really, really important there too. Not mandatory. I don't always do that double layer message, but sometimes I absolutely do, and it's very well received. Number four, if you have the funny bone, disarm with humor. But on the other side, disarm with care. So what do I mean by this? We go in, like I said, kind of relating to number one, where you go straight formal, you completely get rid of that humor or that savviness or that charming essence to you when you're speaking with your friends or someone on the street, or you met them X, Y, and Z, whatever. But you have that wittiness, right? And the moment you start selling, it's gone. Bring that back. Disarm with humor. It's one of the best ways to disarm a sales conversation and they don't ghost you or shut you down right away. It will make it a natural flowing conversation. If you bring care through questions, also, and you're not just bombarding them and spamming them with messages, you're making it a conversation. You're not making it a pushy sales process. That's very important. Number five, we're going to dive in and finish here for tips. Silence in sales. Leave room for the questions and time for them to mull it over, especially if it's a new offer or it's high ticket. Give them space. This statement of, it's okay, yeah, take a day or two, I will follow up in 3 days, though, make sure you set the tone there. This statement will not only disarm them where it's less threatening or it reduces pain, but it's going to earn you respect. And like I said, 90% of your communication is going to be when you're selling. So silence in sales, where you stop just talking at them, talking, pushing. We don't push, we persuade in sales. And you leave room and make it very clear that they have the space to think, or you're going to follow up, that statement will disarm and earn respect. So if you want to tackle all of that and go through and shift your perspective, your strategies, and start to implement not only buyer psychology, but the best buyer type, and start to call that in and be savvy enough to shift the energy while you're communicating them to really reinforce this buyer type, then I have some buyer psychology infused prompts for you for free. I have a voice message prompt, one that you can kind of follow through. There's custom fields in it. And number two, a DM, a direct message prompt. So Instagram, Slack, Voxer, wherever. So a voice message and a DM. So that double layer, like I said. And inside, there's a sneaky bonus inside the free template for you. So if you want to just understand how to navigate strategically these conversations, the tone, the prompts, the call to action, the custom fields, how and when and where to add in the value close, that's in sales psychology, then you can download, the link is in the show notes. You can download the prompt and snag that right now for yourself and start practicing your buyer psychology journey and feeling good about your sales. And if you have questions or you want to unpack it even further, DM me on Instagram at natasha.zorick. I got you. I hope you enjoy it. This is just a tiny little bit, like edit this accordingly. I put some guidelines in the prompt there for you, but this is only going to work if you edit it accordingly. Don't copy paste. Like I always say, this isn't some generic script to go by the book and every little word. Fine tune it, work it, really mold it into your brand voice and the person that you're actually using this script on. This isn't meant to be a one size fits all. This is meant to prompt you to actually be unique, to be custom and tailored within your messaging so that your buyers feel loved, heard, and seen, and not just sold at, and they feel talked to, right? Because we don't push, we persuade in sales. So if you want that buyer psychology infused prompt, two of them with the sneaky bonus, you can head on over in my show notes and snag that now and make sure to let me know what you think of it. And if it works, if you land a client, oh my gosh, please DM me. I want to celebrate you. That is huge. And I would love to know if it opened your perspective as well to how to approach sales strategically. So I'll close it off at that. But you know, I really want you to understand the power is in the personal invite. Don't lean into the fear of rejection. Don't lean into I'm going to be ghosted. Lean into the customization that you're sitting on and lean into the potential of building such incredible rapport and filling up your programs behind the scenes through just personal invites. And I'll tell you, I've had that multiple times, especially throughout the social experiment. When I wasn't doing crazy live launches, I wasn't mass producing all this content. The power was in the personal invite, and I had over 80% client retention at moments where I have filled an entire program solely because I invited them personally and intentionally, whether it was from the offer they were just in or previous clients or a private client. And I did it without an exhausting live launch, and it was incredible and memorable, and it has been a backbone within my business, and it should be a backbone and a pillar within yours. So I hope you enjoy, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Tash Talks podcast. My name is Natasha Zorick, and I encourage you to be an audacious leader in both your life and business. If you love tuning in, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow along at www.natashazorick.com/podcast and over on Instagram at natasha.zorick. See you soon.